This audio file is part of the Off to a Running Start training program, developed by certified running coach and ultramarathoner Jeanette Beninati and narrated by Andrea Toman. For more information, visit offtoarunningstart.com. Enjoy! Oh, and if you haven't been running on a regular basis, it would be a good idea to check with your doctor before starting this program. Make sure you warm up. A few minutes of walking, jogging, or stretching should do. Welcome. We're so happy you made the decision to get healthier, run faster, and improve your running technique. Start running and time your steps to the music to get the most out of this session. Believe it or not, one of the best ways to improve your overall running technique is to focus on your running cadence. As you may or may not know, running cadence refers to the number of times your feet hit the ground during 1 minute of running. This can be anywhere from 150 to upwards of 200 steps per minute, depending on your level of expertise, overall fitness, and the type of running you are doing. If you sprint, for example, you'll probably run at a higher cadence than if you run for long distance. So for now, just relax and get ready to learn some things about running you probably never knew. Most researchers agree that if you're serious about running and your average cadence is below 180 steps per minute, working to increase it will help you improve your overall performance and prevent injuries. This should be music to your ears. That's what Off to a Running Start is all about, helping you increase your running cadence gradually, minimize injury, and improve your running technique all at the same time. So let's pump up the volume now so you can focus on running to the beat for a few minutes. And then we'll continue with the knowledge. We'll be right back. Wow, you're already one quarter of the way through this workout. Fantastic. If you're skeptical about how paying attention to your running cadence can help you in the long run, no pun intended, consider this information published by Mackenzie Havi, certified running coach and author of the book Mindful Running. On preventing injuries, Havi says, a number of studies have suggested that a faster running cadence helps to adjust a runner's form and, in turn, may lead to fewer injuries. In a recent study published in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, the biomechanics of step rate were analyzed. Researchers monitored three-dimensional kinematics and kinetics in 45 healthy recreational runners and paid special attention to the hip, knee, and ankle joints. They found that slight increases in stride cadence led to significant reductions in loading on the knees and hip joints, which they hypothesize might prevent some of the most prevalent running injuries. A quicker cadence generally leads a runner to hit midfoot compared to runners with longer strides. This longer striding causes runners to extend their legs out in front of their body, creating a braking effect. This can slow you down and lead to injuries. On improving performance, Havi goes on to say, the majority of elite runners strike the ground around 180 to 184 times each minute. Running economy is all about how efficiently you use oxygen at a certain pace. The more efficient you are in using it, the better your running economy. Running cadence is inextricably linked to economy because it affects the way you strike the ground. Better form and optimal cadence translates into improved running economy and faster times. Hopefully, this evidence will convince you that working on your running cadence is a good thing. Let's hear from another expert on this subject. According to physical therapist, coach, and ultra runner Joe Uhanan in a recent blog post, improving running is all about sustainable improvement, right? So if quick cadence is the ideal, and I believe it is, how do we sustainably improve it? Is it possible? Joe says the answer is yes, but it takes more than just moving your feet quicker. Fixing one thing may break two or more other things. Simply moving your feet faster can cause other problems. That's helpful information, Joe. This is the main reason we're having you start this program at a slow, comfortable running cadence. Hopefully, that's what you're doing right now. But as you can probably imagine, if you were to simply start moving your feet faster, as Joe pointed out in his post, other things might start to decline. For one thing, hip drive. Hip drive is an important component of running power. If you start to move your feet faster by taking shorter steps and not drive as much from the hip when your back foot leaves the ground, then your performance will suffer. So while you are running comfortably right now, focus on your hips and ensure you are pushing off the ground behind you. If you haven't focused on this before, you may not be able to sustain it for a long period of time, which is okay. Just start paying attention to it periodically throughout this run and during future runs so you can improve your hip drive over time. What else about your running form might start to break down with your increase in cadence? Well, are you running in an upright position right now, or are you leaning forward? You may know that leaning forward slightly while running is advisable, so if you're not leaning at all, here's something to consider. The lean comes from the ankles, not the waist, so don't simply start bending over while you're running. That would be worse. Think about it this way. As you run, imagine there is a rope connected to your head. Imagine that rope is coming right out of the top of the middle of your head, and that it's being pulled by a helicopter that is flying up high in front of you. Imagine the rope is being pulled continuously by this helicopter, pulling you forward with a slight lean in the ankles. That's what we're talking about. Just trying this right now might start to fatigue you, so don't worry if you start getting tired just thinking about it. The point is that before you start trying to increase your cadence, you should ensure you have decent hip drive and forward lean. So we're going to practice these two things before we start upping our cadence too much, plus one additional thing that we'll tell you about in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Yes, you made it to the halfway point of this session. Here's our third tip, arm swing. This is an easy one, so we thought we'd throw it into this session for good measure. Simply put, the arms reciprocate the legs, and a sluggish arm swing can lead to slower running cadence. If you start increasing your cadence, but don't focus on increasing your arm swing, the two forces may work against each other. So make sure you're swinging your arms as quickly as you'd like to be moving your legs. You'll be amazed at how much this one little thing can help your overall speed. Uhanan's recommendation? Run with small, strong, rearward-oriented, quick arm movements that match your desired cadence. So we've talked about three components of proper running form you should be thinking about and working on: hip drive, forward lean, and arm swing. As you continue to run, try to remember these three things. But don't worry, you'll be reminded along the way. Okay, here's your first reminder so you can really start putting into practice what you've been learning. So let's focus on arm swing right now. Remember to swing your arms slightly behind you with quick, deliberate movements at an angle slightly smaller than 90 degrees. It's okay if your torso rotates a little. In fact, it's preferable. Just try to ensure you're not bouncing up and down too much. This is called vertical oscillation, and the less of it you do, the better. Try swinging your arms with a slight twist in your torso now, and find what's most comfortable for you. Again, you may need to build up your strength over time, so be patient, and focus on it only for as long as you can. It's okay to ease up once in a while, as long as you try to make sustained progress over time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay, are you still swinging your arms quickly and deliberately? If not, give it another shot right now. Now start thinking about your hips. As you push your back foot off the ground, push it away from the ground using your hip strength with each and every step. This one will definitely tire you out if you haven't been stretching and strengthening your hips regularly. It would be a good idea for you to start doing this in between your runs. Here's a great tip for how to use your hips correctly when you run to ensure that when your feet hit the ground under your body, they push down and rearward, continuously propelling your body forward. As you take each step, imagine you are running on a treadmill with a moving belt. As soon as your foot hits the ground, imagine that it never stops moving, but continues to move behind you because the belt is moving. Visualizing the ground moving beneath you as you take each step can really help you stretch your leg out behind you with a proper amount of hip rotation that we've been talking about. Try it now and see what you think. Now let's think about that forward lean. Here's something you can think about right now and try later when you're done running for the day. Stand straight with your feet facing forward. Then start to lean forward at your ankles. You will undoubtedly instinctively take a step forward if you lean too much, which is exactly what you're looking for when you run. The lean not only puts less stress on your lumbar pelvic region, it also helps propel you forward. Again, try this later and you'll see what we mean. Remember, you shouldn't look like you're leaning at all. The most current research suggests a lean of 3-4% is ideal. Any more and you'll start decreasing your running economy. So other people shouldn't be able to see the lean when they look at you running, but you should be able to feel it slightly. Keep thinking about how you are swinging your arms, whether or not you are leaning forward slightly at the ankles, or pushing off the ground with your hips, or all three if you're ready for it. Practice these things for a few more minutes, and we'll be back before the end of the session. Terrific! You made it to the home stretch. Only 1/4 of the session left. You. Let's review what you've learned so far. While you are running, you learned about the fundamentals of good technique, how to swing your arms in time with the movement of your legs so that they're working with you and not against you. You also learned how to push off the ground with your back foot by leveraging the power of your hips. And finally, you learned how to lean slightly at the ankles to keep your forward momentum going throughout your entire run. Keep all of these things in mind and practice them on each and every run you do from here on out. The best way to do this is to try the other off to a running start workout. Now that you're familiar with running to the beat, you can also look for additional resources to help you practice. Stay up to date by visiting our website at offtoarunningstart.com, following our blog, or joining our Facebook group. No matter which avenue you try, you're sure to get your training off to a running start in no time at all. So remember everything you learned today about good running technique and the importance of increasing your cadence. It will make all the difference in the world as you continue on your journey towards faster, safer running. Now, rock out for another couple of minutes, and then we'll finish up this session. enjoyed this workout and learned some new things you can use on future runs. Oh, and don't forget to try that standing leaning technique we mentioned earlier in the session. Just stand still with your feet facing forward and start leaning at the ankles. When you're tempted to take a step forward, that's the feel of the proper amount of lean you should strive for while running. Guess what? That's right, this session is almost over. Great work. Keep running to the beat.